WBENFM Philadelphia.
95.7 Ben FM presents Ben Around Philly. Fun conversation highlighting events, experiences, and trends happening in Philadelphia. 95.7 Ben FM.
Hey, it's Kristen, middays on Ben FM, and you are listening to Ben Around Philly, a show about all things Philadelphia, highlighting stuff going on in and around the city. And all day today, there is a very unique event going on in and above Philadelphia's Schuylkill River in Fairmount Park. And in the studio with me this morning is Ali Vidic, responsible for this event, a Philadelphia-based choreographer, director, and performer, and the artistic and executive director of Invisible River as well. Good morning, Ali. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Kristen.
So first, tell me a little bit about Invisible River. What is it? How did it begin? And how many years has Invisible River been going on?
Sure. Well, Invisible River is two things. It's a nonprofit organization, and it's also the name of our annual festival that happens on the Schuylkill River. So the organization is responsible for producing the festival, but we also host public dance workshops that are on the river and teach people about dancing on the river and paddling on the river. And we also do performances with other river organizations. But our festival is called Invisible River 2015. And it's a Schuylkill River Arts Festival. It kicks off at 2 o'clock with a drumline processional down to the river. And what I'm really excited about is I feel like this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience, because when else are you going to process with a group of several hundred strangers down a trail through Fairmount Park, have the police stop traffic, and actually cross Kelly Drive to get to the river? So I think it's going to be kind of amazing, that first leg of the journey.
Absolutely. And it's an incredible area of Philadelphia anyway that I don't think many Philadelphians actually take advantage of. I was lucky enough, I rode for Temple for 4 years, so I was out there on the river every morning. But even since then, I mean, I graduated in 2006, and occasionally I'll drive through that area. But when you do stop and spend some time there, it is beautiful. And to spend a full day celebrating, basically, this awesome river that we are lucky enough to have in the city, I'm really excited for this.
Yeah, so, I mean, outside of this processional at the very beginning, we are also doing all of these different activities on the riverfront. So after you process from Mander Recreation Center on Diamond Drive and 33rd Street, you'll arrive at the river and you can rent a boat and go out onto the river and learn how to paddle. When you're out there on the water, you can visit Kristen. She'll be in the Ben FM boat.
I'll be there.
And there'll be a floating river garden. There's going to be dance installations by stand-up paddleboard dancers. And then we have a festival home base on land, and we have different fun activities. You can look at a mural installation of the river that Mural Arts is installing. We have some demos and classes. We have yoga, fishing, circus demos. And then we're really, really lucky to have the water department and the Fairmount Water Works there to teach us all about the Schuylkill River, its history, and what our impact is on it as people, and how we can actually make a difference to basically make the river healthier and cleaner for us, for not just recreation, but also for drinking, because it is our watershed. And if you just want to hang out, we've got that too. We have a beer garden from Sly Fox. They're really, really excited to be premiering their Schuylkill River Trail Ale, which is in its first year this year. Yep, I know. And we also have 5 local food vendors. So you can have anything from a crab cake to a veggie burger to a vegan ice cream to your favorite water ice. So you really have a pretty big range there. And then at 5:30, everything stops and we have a finale performance, which is 22 stand-up paddleboard dancers who have been participating in a workshop that we've been hosting at Mander Recreation Center, and they're performing dance on floating boards. While this is happening, there's also aerialists descending from the Strawberry Mansion Bridge. So it's this roundup finale at the end of the evening, and then people can stay and hang out afterwards and still go to the beer garden, go on the water for a little bit, and just celebrate that this is a different way to be in Fairmount Park on the river that we aren't always having the chance to do this way.
You did do this last year to a smaller extent, right?
We have done this for 3 years. This is our third year, and this is the first year it's really a festival. It started off as a 30-minute performance, and it's grown into a 6-hour festival, and our focus was, how can we also make activities that you can just hang out and do, and that aren't just to watch a performance.
Right.
So we're really looking at different ways people can interact and making it all ages, keeping it aware that, you know, families might want to come in the beginning of the day, younger people might want to come at the end of the day.
And so it is something for kids. You think kids will enjoy? Are there activities for kids, things like that?
Definitely. Fairmount Waterworks is hosting activities similar to some of what they do at their museum, which is learning about the local fish that are in the river, doing hands-on like coloring, making crafts. And then we have a tight wire demonstration, which is for a little bit older children, where they can walk across a tight wire that's hosted by Give and Take Jugglers. There's fishing contests being hosted by Mid-Atlantic youth anglers throughout the day.
That is so cool.
And then I think kids will just enjoy watching what's going on the river. And certain children, not very, very small children, but above 6 years old, can go into a boat with their parents on the river.
I was wondering that if someone just showing up to the event, if it was like a BYOB, if you had to bring your own boat or have some sort of tie to a club or organization, or if you can, you just go and you can rent boats while you're there?
We are renting boats in advance for paddling and rentals on the river. So if you rent a boat, you get a paddling lesson. And we're also selling Finale boat tickets. So you can get a kayak, you can get a canoe, you can get a rowboat, but you have to buy it in advance. And you can go on www.invisibleriver.org to do that. We will have a very, very limited amount of first come, first serve free boating that day, which we're really grateful to have the Dragon Boat teams from Philly hosting seats in their boats. And then if you own a boat, you can bring your boat, and we have a bring your own boat launch, which we're really excited about.
Cool.
You cannot bring a boat with any horsepower on it, though. It must be a paddle boat.
Yeah.
So, and it must be less than 26 feet, which I think most people will. So, and keep in mind, you know, that it should be easy for you to move the boat. You shouldn't have to do anything, you know, crazy to get it in the river. So you have three options. You can rent a boat online at www.invisibleriver.org. You can try and see if there might be a spot that day, very limited, or you can bring your own boat.
Is it rain or shine?
Yep. We don't talk about the R word.
Okay.
If we get a light rain, it's not a big deal. We'll only ever cancel if it's really, really heavy rain. So yes.
Which it won't be.
Yes. No, it won't be. It won't be.
Awesome. So I know that a lot goes into something like this. What sponsors, what organizations help to make this possible?
Well, I want to give a big thanks to our major sponsors, the William Penn Foundation, Knight Foundation, and Schuylkill Banks. So many thanks to all of them for making this possible. And also the entire Invisible River team. We're going to have a production team of staff, artists, and volunteers of 200 people making this event happen. And each of them makes a big difference that day to make it happen and before that day. And then thank you to every single partner. We have over 50 partners involved in this event, which is a lot of partners.
Especially after year three. I mean, yeah. There are a lot of events that are 10 years in that still only have, you know, 10 to 15 people interested. This is great. You guys, you work it.
Yes. And also to everybody who's contributed this year, individuals, businesses, thank you so much for making this happen. Our event is almost entirely funded by private contributions.
Invisible River, all of the details at invisibleriver.org. It's coming up later on today. It begins at 2:00. It goes all day long from 2 p.m. until the finale at 5:30. And then even after, to hang out and enjoy your time on the river. Thank you so much, Ali Vidic, for coming in, executive and artistic director of Invisible River. This is a really cool event.
Thank you so much. Have a great one. I hope to see you on the river.
I am Kristen. You are listening to Ben Around Philly. Coming up next, Marilyn Russell speaks with the awesome guys from Philly Chit Chat. They know everything going on. Stick around.
95.7 Ben FM. Ben Around Philly.
Welcome to Ben Around Philly. I'm Marilyn Russell. Hope you're having a great weekend. Corey Aversa is here from Aversa PR. An event a minute. Are you recovered from dinner on Blanc a couple weeks back?
I am. It's great. It's finally taken me all that time to dry out, but it was a great time. And I don't know. You might have saw there might have been a picture or two up online.
Hello.
Or 3,000 or 4,000. So.
You've got some amazing coverage on dinner on Blanc. Now, the rain, you guys never have a backup plan for weather. You just roll with it.
We do. Well, it's not that we don't have a backup plan. Like, it's supposed to happen rain or shine. last year at the Kimmel Center, we did rent the Kimmel Center as a backup plan. But this year with 4,500 people, it was impossible.
4,500?
Yeah, wow. We did price out things like tents and some other options. But when you get to be that large, you just got to roll with it. And I got to say, people had an amazing time under their umbrellas. And it only rained for about an hour, hour and a half.
I love the pictures of the white umbrellas. It sort of enhanced the event. Also in the studio with me is Philly Chit Chat, Hugh E. Dillon. You may know him as Philly Chit Chat. We know him as Hugh E. Dillon. We know him even sometimes as I, Philly Chit Chat. But the man is everywhere, photographing everybody. You're the paparazzi.
The paparazzi. I love that term. Yes, I'm getting very excited for the paparazzi, Pope in Philly, coming up in just a few weeks. I can't even believe it's here.
I know.
And now, since the last time we talked, the mayor has rolled out the, you know, everything I talked about here on Ben FM.
A couple weeks back. The Pope plan.
Right. So it was a little bit more extensive, his plan, where it does go into West Philly, which I'm not really sure why. But and he did say you're allowed to drive your car in the traffic block, except that you basically can only drive in West Philly left to right, you know, north to south. But in Center City proper, you have to go all the way down to Fifth Street to be able to cross over to the south side, just so you know. But you can drive in your own little zone. And I think that's great if people want to drive.
And 95 remains open.
Right. But once you leave the block, the traffic block out, you can't come back.
Once Jenny's off the block, she does not come back. Done. It's just how it works.
But who would want to drive? You can walk around and there'd be almost car free.
That's two words.
In town.
Comfy shoes. And by the way, a friend of mine that works here at Ben FM is building a rickshaw for his bicycle. How genius is that?
I think that's a good idea. I think the rickshaws from Atlantic City should come up here because they can make a good buck.
Speaking of AC, I have to personally thank you for playing along. Last time I saw you, you had your poker face on.
Yes.
Huey Dillon. We enjoyed a charity poker tournament with Cabot, our friends at Cabot Creamery and Cabot Cheese up in Vermont.
Cheese.
They do this every year for the Food Bank of Southern New Jersey.
That's very nice.
You played about 3 hours, right?
3 hours. I think people had bets on me that I would only last an hour. I think they really were surprised I lasted 3 hours. And the best part was when I took $7,500 away from the pro next to me.
Isn't that the best feeling ever?
I mean, his head exploded. Everyone was shocked and they couldn't believe it was my first time playing with real people.
Well, now that you have experience, I hope you'll do it with us next year again.
Oh, I'm so excited. I've been really practicing.
Fun. Next year it's going to be in July at the Borgata. And how nice.
Yes, thank you, Cabot and Borgata.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Very nice. We had a great time.
Cabot are great folks. And of course, the Food Bank of South Jersey really appreciates. All right, onward and upward, kids. There's a lot going on, including, do we start with Made in America?
So excited for Made in America and the headliner, Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Every year she comes in town. Every time she's here, she goes to Tallulah's Garden over on Washington Square, and she has brunch, her and Jay-Z. Pretty low key.
That is a stalker alert, I guess.
That is a stalker alert. Also, Nick Jonas is going to be performing. I just saw him in Atlantic City, and he was
all right, he opened for Maroon 5.
He did. He did open for Maroon 5. It was great. That was a great concert, too.
But more importantly, where will he be? Because I saw those pictures from Atlantic City, and I'll need to be outside where he's having
adorable.
Lunch.
Adorable. Yeah.
I mean, do you really want to know? I think I know where they're all going.
Yes, spill it.
Of course.
They'll stay at the Ritz, because everyone who, right before the Four Seasons closed, I heard they had a meeting with the Ritz, and they handed over their books to the Ritz, and then the Ritz is booking everyone.
Corey, I know that you and I both enjoy fringe arts when it comes to Philadelphia. I actually have a cousin in Edinburgh where fringe arts originated. And last year, I had the absolute honor of performing a fringe show that Nick Stuccio asked me to do, the White Rabbit, Red Rabbit. I have to say, in all the years I've been doing what I do, one of the most memorable events of my career.
I was so bummed I couldn't see it. I heard you were amazing.
It was just such a cool thing to do. I'm kind of bummed they didn't ask me to do anything this year. It was unique in that I couldn't see the script. I just, you know, they handed it to me and I went on the stage and told the story. But it was really cool. Fringe is like that. There's pop-up shows just about everywhere. Fringearts.org to see the list of all the events happening. They tap in to like cool and unusual venues that like the one at the Physic House. Can we talk about that?
Sure. Let's start with that. Philadelphia Artists Collective. They're a group of the top artists from around Philadelphia. They all come together and they're presenting The Captive. So back in the 20s, when the show was first performed in New York City, the entire cast and everyone involved was arrested because of the very taboo topic. So things we take for granted today, back then were not so much, you know, discussed.
Yeah.
So it's already kind of a hot, controversial show, but they're bringing it to the Physic House because the main character is sort of held captive live in her home in the Physic House. How cool is that?
It's unbelievable. I mean, that's on the historic landmarks. That's Dr. Physic, who was in Philadelphia during the time of yellow fever and stayed behind.
He treated Dolly Madison.
That's going to be probably one of the buzz shows.
But one of the best parts is, too, because of the rooms in the Physic House, it's going to be intimate. Like, the actors will be right there in front of you, an audience of a few dozen people. So it's going to be killer.
In Society Hill. And obviously, Fringe Arts, they'd love to get people to play along with various shows. So it'll be really fun. Been Around Philly, Marilyn Russell, thank you for being here. Coria Versa, Huey Dillon, we're here. And we're talking a lot about Fringe, because that's popping up everywhere. What's the other show that you're excited about?
Sure, another really cool venue, the Underground Arts and Brat Productions.
Love that venue.
Oh, Underground Arts is awesome. And how perfect is it for this? It's a blend of theater and rock and roll, and Brat Productions presents The Lid. And it's basically a rock and roll musical, 14 British Invasion songs penned by Pat Finnerty. And basically, you want to know what's under the lid. Is it going to change your life? Is life going to go on the same? Are we going to have a mundane existence?
Do these things go to 11.
Find out what's under that lid, and that's on September 5th and 6th. So
cool. Wow. Made in America. You got Fringe Arts. There's going to be plenty of things to do in and around
Lots
Philadelphia. Looking ahead, I have open house at the Kimmel Center on Saturday, September 12th. How nice is that? The Kimmel Center, one of our favorite venues where we do the Woman of the Week luncheon, and they're doing an open house. So everything you've ever wanted to know about the Kimmel Center and why they get the acts that they do, you can meet Ann Ewers, who runs the Kimmel Center. There are tours. There's a Q&A, and I'm one of the people on the Q&A. So if you guys aren't doing anything Saturday the 12th, come hang out with me.
I'll come by before I go have a few drinks with Bethany Frankel.
Oh my God, is Bethany in town that day too?
She's at Ardmore, the Ardmore liquor store.
Bringing
and she's
the booze?
Yep, her Skinny Girl. That was a good brand that she created. So she'll be signing from, I think, 3 to 6.
She out of money? What's up?
She's I think she's out of money, or maybe she needs a little more press. What's going on?
She's because back on Real Housewives of New York, though.
I know. She's got a, I don't know. She was just in town for the opening of the premium outlets over in Blackwood about 3 weeks ago, and now she's back in town. You know, she knows that we have the big bucks, and we're willing to give it to her.
Yeah, Philly likes her.
They do.
I actually hosted an event with her down at Xfinity Live a couple years back, and we all had enjoyed the Skinny Girl product.
Yeah, they turn out for her.
Big fan of the margarita, Skinny Girl.
It works. She's pretty darn skinny. The other day she was in a bikini on the beach, and what is she, 50 or 60?
She's not 50 or 60.
No.
I feel like she's been around for that long.
That's hilarious. Been around Philly. And there you have it. Lots going on. Shows that you can enjoy. Cocktails to be had. And it's Marilyn Russell. More of my conversation with Philly Chit Chat and Coria Versa can be found out on our website, 957benfm.com. Been around Philly. Thanks for checking us out. Kristen Herman up next with everything you need to know about Opera Philly. Yeah, it's a really busy fall in Philadelphia. I sit down with the World Meeting of Families as well tomorrow morning for Woman of the Week, so you can check that out. But stick around. More to come on Been Around Philly, 95.7 Ben FM.
95.7 Ben FM. Ben Around Philly.
Thank you so much for joining us for Ben Around Philly this morning. I am Kristen Herman, middays on Ben FM. And today my guest is David Devan from Opera Philly, here to talk about a really neat and free event called Opera on the Mall, which I'm so excited about. So I saw that the tagline is all for opera, opera for all. I think that says a lot about it. But how did it start? Whose idea was this?
Well, it was team's idea. We happened to love opera at Opera Philadelphia, and we don't think it's a stodgy museum art form. We think it's alive and vital, and if you think about our lives in general, when major things happen, we sing. We sing at weddings, we sing at funerals, we sing when we're stuck in traffic.
And humans in general have always done that.
Exactly. So why be all precious about it? So we also love Philly. And we really wanted to do something that was like a big hug to Philly and would put a smile on people's face. So we had this idea of broadcasting an opera for free on Independence Mall. What's more iconic than that?
Exactly. In a great big space. It's perfect.
Yep. I think one of our taglines at one point was Land of the Free, Home of the Bravo. Where we started it. So we install a giant backlit HD screen that you can see from space beside the Liberty Bell. And then we have screens all down the mall, repeater screens. We install a state-of-the-art surround sound music system on the mall. And then we have thousands and thousands of people show up. It's totally free. It's at 7 p.m. on a Saturday night, October 3rd this time. And it's kind of my favorite night because our guests that night are very different from those in the Academy.
I was going to say,
it includes dogs. Last year for the Barber of Seville, it included rabbits. For the Wabbit of Seville, of course.
Well, they're very cultural rabbits,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Exactly. And it's families, and people bring blankets and food, and there's trivia quiz. And it's just, as I said, it fulfills what we were trying to do. It's to give Philly a big hug,
right,
have a really cool experience with music. You know, all these great classics we do on the mall, they have, you know, what we call an earworm, that uses the music that's in your head and you wake up singing or humming it next morning. And this year, of course, we're doing La Traviata, which those of you that have seen movies and don't know opera will remember a scene from Pretty Woman in which they go to see La Traviata.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the one.
The only opera that I really know, I went to see Tosca at the Royal Opera House. It was the only one I've seen in person. But yeah, I know the operas that Tom Hanks was listening Philadelphia, and that one.
Yeah,
so that's great.
So yeah, so think Pretty Woman, and you know, it is the handsome young man that falls for party girl. The stories are aligned.
Okay, I never realized that.
And in ours, it's set with it's set in this very rich gold, so almost Baroque setting, because the story has wealthy people in it.
Right.
But all the costumes are Christian Dior, Mad Men 50s, inspired for the women in particular. So to really sort of give that sort of party feel that contemporary audiences can relate to.
Really?
And then it also has like a really awesome cast of believable people. So, you know, our Violetta and our Alfredo, they actually look a bit like Richard Gere. And
do they really?
And Julia Roberts at the time, not identical, but they're kind of that great looking, but they also are two of the greatest singers in the field today.
Now, where do these people come from? How do you cast these shows?
So we spend a lot of time on planes, actually. So it takes us 4 years to plan an opera. Just because someone's a soprano doesn't mean they can sing all the soprano roles, because each of them have different ranges, a different technique or style. So when we're considering casting, we will have seen operas around the world. We will have had people in for auditions, and then we start the process of who's free when. So this opera's been in development for 4 years. Both Lisette and Alex, those are their real names, they are American singers, but they're enjoying international careers now, and both are doing the roles for the very first time. So
really?
It's one of the great things about Opera Philadelphia is we've been able to attract the greatest singers of our day to Philadelphia to do roles for the first time. And it's how we're sort of competing with Paris and London and New York. And we're getting the same, you know, often the same quality of singers because we've got a bit of a, I don't know, Philly can-do attitude, I guess.
I like it. And you're offering it to all of Philadelphia for free, which is really, really cool and unique to this city.
Well, and in the opera, there's actually three characters, main characters. There's Germain, the father, and there's a local Philly connection there.
Oh, really?
Even though he sings all over the world, he's a local guy from Chaz Ford. Philly loves Philly.
4 years in advance. So do you guys pick a specific show for the opera on the mall specifically, like shows that you think the public will like more?
Well, yes and no. So we always open our season with a popular title that has a broad reach and broad interest. So, and what we do is we tape, so we open the production on Friday and we have, I think it's 7 or 8 cameras. It's a big production.
So is this the opening of your season then?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, right.
In the Academy of Music. Right. So we have another show in the Fringe that's just leading ahead of that. But this is the opening of the big opera season in the Academy.
So
the
we would
Academy.
Be able to see it at the Academy of Music if you weren't going to be on the mall
totally.
You just want to see it again.
Totally, exactly. And we do have people that do that. So it actually opens on Friday, October 2nd in the Academy.
Oh, so it's just premiering when we
just
see it.
And then we have 7 cameras there on opening night. And then it is all recorded live to tape, so it has a feel of a live thing.
Right.
And then we rebroadcast it on Saturday. The cool thing about us doing it Saturday is that our chorus comes, the singers come. So
Whoa.
You can be sitting on the lawn and like you could be sitting beside someone that's actually on stage.
Right. You're listening to them and you're also looking at them with their family or their dog or their rabbit.
So a couple years ago, we did an opera and it has a big big chorus. It's Nabucco, and it has one of the most famous choruses in opera. And there's 80 choristers on stage. And so at that time of this famous chorus, we had almost the whole chorus on the lawn.
Wow.
And so if you were sitting there, they started singing live for you what was happening on the screen. And people, it practically stopped a show. Like
as it should.
Yeah.
I would stop in my tracks.
Yeah. So it's we're really trying to sort of blur the lines between live performance and digital media. And we want to embrace all of it.
Right.
So, and the other thing why we broadcast it early in the run is that if people do want to see it live, in the theater, that they can
tell their friends about it. Like, this show was great. Someone would love this.
Right,
that
exactly.
Sort of thing.
You know, and we've had a real fundamental change in our audience. Almost one third of our single ticket buyers are 25 to 34 years of age.
Wow. Yes.
So we've been really successful at producing work that is of interest to a whole wide sort of demographic.
It's not like stuffy old men going to
see this. It's not. And, you know, it's not like a sea of gray hair when you walk into the theater.
Exactly. Do people dress up when they come to the opera on the mall at all?
No.
No, gloves or anything like that?
Not yet, but you could start a trend. Why don't
not,
we do
right?
that?
You could do
like the ball gown corner.
Oh, that would be so fun.
But, you know, we have noticed that people do dress up for when they come to the Academy. And we've had a lot of conversation about classical music and sort of, let's call it so-called high art.
Right.
Some people think we need to sort of dumb it down. And I think we should smart it up. And when, because I know you'll come to the Academy now
I
that
will,
we've had this
for
little
sure.
chat.
I love the Academy.
When you come to an opera there, we encourage people to dress up and have a special night. It doesn't have to be fancy. You don't have to go, you know, buy something for it, but just do yourself a favor and just make it something special.
So you guys have multiple screens so everybody can see 10,000 people coming to this thing. It obviously costs a lot of money to put on. Who can do this? I know you guys are opera and all, but I mean, like, what sponsors this? What funds this type of event?
Well, we've been lucky for the last number of years. PNC Arts Alive has supported the event. It totally fits with PNC's Joy of Philadelphia like ours.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
also supported by the William Penn Foundation and the Wincoat Foundation.
Wonderful.
So we're very fortunate to have those people that love the city as much as we do and that they help make this possible.
Absolutely. And the people of the city are now benefiting from it too. That's great. So if you're just joining us, I am talking with David Devan of Opera Philly, talking about a free event. It's Opera on the Mall and All for Opera, Opera for All. It's so great. It's at Independence National Historic Park right there on Independence Mall. You can get off at 5th and Market on the L. It's right there. You can walk. It's practically next to the Ben Franklin Bridge. So if you live in Jersey, super close. But it is free and you can register this coming Wednesday, September 2nd, 2015 at 10 a.m. So the event won't be until October 3rd, which is a Saturday.
Correct.
So it's like a month away. But if you register now, why would people have to register now? Will it sell out? Is this something that might sell out?
Well, so here's the thing. It's free.
Right.
But there are limits and capacities to the mall. So we encourage people to sign up because we need to know how many people are coming so
right.
we can deal with
the
making
crowd,
everyone
yeah.
comfortable. I think that's all you really need to know. There's
yeah.
also lots it's of information great. On our website,
www.operafilla.org. And I saw a hashtag of some sort. What was the hashtag?
Yeah, we have all sorts. So there's a hashtag on the mall and we love people to tweet about us. I'm at Operafilla and my personal Twitter account is at D Devan. And everyone's welcome to use all those. We want people to know. We think we encourage live tweeting during the performance.
So this is coming up Saturday, October 3rd, Opera on the Mall, Opera for All Philadelphians, right there at Independence Mall. It's Saturday, October 3rd, and you can register this coming Wednesday, September 2nd at 10 a.m., and that is operafilla.org?
Yep, you got it.
Awesome. Thank you so much to David Devan from Opera Philly for coming in. You are fantastic, and I cannot wait.
It's been so great. Awesome to be with you this morning. And I can't wait to see you.
Yeah, Saturday, October 3rd.
I will be on the lookout. I'll be there in my Opera on the Mall t-shirt.
And I will be there in my gown and white gloves.
Awesome. I'll be able to pick you out.
Yeah.
Last year, I was the one with Opera on the Mall tattoos put on.
So we're going in a different direction.
Yeah, exactly. That's the joy of life, isn't
and
it?
And we'll see all of you there as well. Thank you so much.
This has been Ben Around Philly. Produced by 95.7 Ben FM. Ben Around Philly airs weekly or hear it anytime you feel like on demand on your desktop or mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.